I mean, I just got such bad energy from him. I really did.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, he's a bad cat.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just didn't want to believe anything he said, but he and I are saying the same thing, aren't we?
Seems like it.
Independently.
Yeah.
Yeah, except we know a little bit more than he does.
Yeah.
We know...
He very well be more involved in this than he's indicating.
Oh, so you didn't... Before we do that, why don't we do... We gotta do this again. You gotta send me... get them to mail you something. A little piece of his hair, scotch tape it down. Get it to me. Call me. Let's go into his head.
All right.
And think of questions if you could really have him there.
Yeah, well, that could be arranged in the future.
Yeah.
He claims he wants to help, you know, so...
Oh, what if we had a three-way hookup or something?
Yeah, he's,
Let's do it. Then he would gladly send the hair, yes.
Noreen, is there anything about race in this other than him being Indian, like these other two characters?
Oh, I think the race would be that she was more blonde, or the Anglo-Saxon, the enemy. I feel like they were drunk or drugs or whatever.
But the other two characters that are involved in this, do you see anything there that's outstanding? Or?
I don't know. I'd have, let me go into it. You're switching me too quickly. Okay, so...
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. One day, you all, I don't know if you have police academies type things up there, but you must let me come up and teach you all a little bit how to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I really, I'm trying to get a grant, I think I might have mentioned it to you, from Duke, to teach the police.
Oh, yeah.
So, because I really think they're trainable, not everyone, and maybe I would have to even go after the recruits before they're too hardened.
Set in our ways, eh?
Yeah, well, I can't get you too set in your ways, so either it'd have to be just a new guy on the block, or just before graduation.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I really, with just enough police knowledge, but not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, I'll let you know. Okay, now I gotta go back. All right, you want me to be, who do you want me to be?
Yeah, well, I wonder if you became Kimberly, and now that you know some things, maybe it will help, I don't know.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah, I know stuff now. Let's do it.
This guy's claiming there are three people involved, he and two others, and, you know, the three of them abduct her, basically. Only he's, of course, absolving himself of any actual involvement in the murder.
He was just going along, yeah, all right, yeah.
More or less a witness.
Maybe the lies that I'm picking up are from there, because remember, I always felt so bad about him, and when Kimberly gets really upset when I got her close by with him.
Yeah, she, well...
I just freak out a little bit. I don't like the guy. I just don't like him. How am I going to react to him? I'm going to hate him.
Well, I do too. I have to question him.
Oh dear, but I want to do this. I really want to do this. I really want to do this. And I promise I'll be good in the beginning.
I'm just wondering about these other two characters, like if you can maybe see something about them that you can describe, or Kimberly could describe.
I would have to have a man's hair.
Okay.
I would have to have a man. Is he telling you who they are, or does he not want you to know?
Oh yeah, he's that's why I was asking, because he told us who they are, and you know where we can find them and everything. And they're very well known to the police.
Oh, great. Okay, but without the body, so what? Yeah.
Exactly. Without a body, I mean.
Yeah, I think we're right, though. I really think we're right. God. Yeah. And so he would be willing to be on the other end of the phone and let me. But we've got it already. I don't think we even need that.
No, I'm happy to hear that. Now that we're both in Dingle Park, that you feel, you know, excited about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Well, maybe we'll just keep looking there, and we'll try draining those ponds, for example, and look there.
And get the hair on the way.
Yeah, that would be good.
Just for backup. Just for backup.
And you should get my other letter I sent.
Oh, and don't worry. You know, I just want to. I hate having money, but it's how I make my living.
Well, it's your job. I mean, I'm paid for my job too.
Good. Yes.
But don't even consider that. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I really enjoy working with you.
Yes, I do too.
I really do, and I think we get a lot each time, don't you?
Well, I feel better now.
Oh, good. Yes, it makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does. I mean,
if
this causes you to be excited when you...
Yeah, and it makes, it's the cylinder.
So
she's wrapped, or she's put in something, the shape of her body, which is long, the water.
Yeah.
And then this time, the first thing I saw was a damn overhang and that stuff, and I couldn't tell if it was a tree or low brush, but it is low brush, isn't it?
Yeah, there's low brush, and you'd see tree tops, et cetera, et cetera, going down this Park Hill Road, which
yes.
is high.
Yeah, you'll find her before Christmas.
So, right?
Yeah, before Christmas you will.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Nice Christmas present for everybody, yes.
Yeah, really. Well, I guess maybe we'll just call for quits now, and maybe I will get some hair on the mail.
I just want to do it for fun. I think it would be neat, because I've never had the opportunity to do something like this, and we could really see how it works.
Sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay, Noreen, I think we've
done pretty good, yeah. I'll keep your map, all right?
I will, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care.